Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
When did it become so hard to do the right thing? Just to be nice, to be thoughtful, to be respectful to other people. When did it become an oddity to be kind? The other day, I had some customer service experience online, and it was a pretty frustrating thing that I was going through, and the young woman on the other end of the line was just fantastic. She was having a challenge being able to resolve my issue, but she was polite, professional, personable. I really felt heard, and I could tell that she was doing everything in her power to support me. And when she got to the point in the cycle where she just had exhausted all her opportunities and possibilities, what she did was she escalated my call to someone else. When I got on the phone with that person who was her supervisor, I made a point of commending this young woman for how she had handled my case. The woman was surprised that I said something nice. I held a door for someone the other day and they looked really surprised by it. And I have to admit myself that there have been times when someone does something for no real reason other than to just be kind, and sometimes I take a minute and think about it, whether they have an ulterior motive. Now, most of the time, I let that go, but it does come up every now and again. And the reason that comes up is the topic for this week's podcast, the idea of being responsible, of doing the right thing, not because someone has asked you to or not because you're obligated to, but just because it's right. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. So this week on the podcast, a meander through the woods to support someone who didn't ask for the support, but who was incredibly grateful for my doing so. And in the process, realizing that sometimes people don't ask for help, but it doesn't mean that they don't want it. It's a topic I've touched on before and will probably touch on again because I just love it so damn much. Responsibility. So, settle back. Settle in. And listen up. This is Talk Unleashed. I am out helping a friend look for his dogs. Well, his dog and his girlfriend's dog. They've romped off into the woods. They come home. They always come home. But he seemed concerned. So I offered to support him. He's driving around to some of his dog's favorite spots while I am hiking back down through the back part of the property into the woods. And I don't share that to have you think, "Oh boy, isn't Kathy a great and generous person?" That's not the point. The point is the choices that we make, those moments where someone is doing something, they clearly need help, they haven't even necessarily asked for it. And how many times do I just figure they've got it and move on? Less than I used to, but I think that's kind of the world that we live in, the idea of taking a grocery cart back in the parking lot at the supermarket, holding a door, helping someone load or unload a car, holding someone's kid while they fumble for their keys. This idea that
Life is a team sport. In my study in the last several years, I've done a lot of exploration into the topic of responsibility and this idea that there are levels of it. At a base level, no responsibility at all. Everything is everyone else's fault. People are expected to do stuff for you. Everyone is always to blame. There is always someone else to be culpable for mistakes. And at the highest level of responsibility, it's about being responsible for everything. Everything. Like butterfly flaps its wings, tornado happens on the other side of the planet, kind of responsible. So when I am interacting with someone, and let's say I say something and I piss them off, hurt their feelings, something. Now, I'm not responsible for their feelings. That's on them. But if someone gets upset at how I've communicated, I am, after all, the person who communicated with them, and I am in relationship with them, and therefore I am responsible. I'm responsible for creating the context, the framework in which that friction takes place. I'm responsible. I've been thinking lately about a couple of conversations I've had in the last several years with a daughter of someone I know very well. Grown woman, very capable, has accomplished some pretty remarkable things in her young years, and she had a situation where she was fired pretty dramatically. And, well, there were probably grounds for it, given the context. And there also, the way it was done wasn't done well or responsibly. Like, just the whole thing was a shit show. And what was really interesting was that she sued this former employer, and she won. And at one point I was talking with her about the situation, and now I'm not saying that how it was done was right. I'm not saying that they should have let her go, but I don't know. I wasn't in the situation. I don't know all the details, but what I do know is I experienced her as having zero sense of responsibility for having created the situation in the first place. Because there were some things that she had done that definitely set the ball rolling. She was so committed to being right about how wrong the other people were, there was zero sense of responsibility. Now, she's a young woman. She's learning how to navigate the world. And unfortunately, it's being modeled by her parents and by a lot of the people around her. Really, the truth is, all you have to do is turn on the news and see how few people in the world seem to be standing in responsibility for their own behavior. The whole attitude in the world seems to be, they're not going to be responsible, so therefore I don't have to be. If that's not a flawed sense of logic, I don't know what is. A couple weeks ago, I had the distinct pleasure of being a guest on a podcast of two friends who I haven't really gotten a chance to spend time with in a very long time. Jory Desjardins and Elisa Kamahort, and they were the founders of Blog Her. I mean, really, the movement of blogging and women finding their voices. These two amazing powerhouses were very much at the forefront. And they had been, Jory had posted something online from Kim Scott, who wrote the book Radical Candor, talking about this idea of the brilliant asshole, that in offices there are people who are assholes but are just kind of let to be there because they're so brilliant. And I had commented on the thread saying, well, you know, I've been the asshole. And I've been fired for it. Not just once. And it took me a long time to get to a point where I could look at my history with 100% authenticity and responsibility and acknowledge, yeah, I'm the common element in that history, so therefore I am responsible. Now, have I worked for misogynists? Yes. Did I work for one executive who was, let's just say, most of our investors' money went up his nose? It was a pretty interesting time. Are those factual things that happened? Sure. And how did I behave in those situations? How did I react and respond? Responsibility. Such a simple word. And really, the truth is also pretty fucking easy. At least when we can get over ourselves.
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully five. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McLean, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.